The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it became known that he was at home. And many gathered together so that there was no longer room for them, even around the door, and he preached the word to them. They came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four men, unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd. They opened up the roof above him, and after they had broken through, they let down the mat on which the paralyzed man was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to him, "My sons, your sins are forgiven." Some of the scribes who were sitting there asked themselves, "Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sin but God alone?" Jesus immediately knew their minds, what they were thinking to themselves, and he said to them, "Why are you thinking such things in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise up, pick up your mat and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your mat and go home." And he rose up and he picked up his mat at once and went away in the sight of everyone. They were all astounded and glorified God, saying, "We have seen something very special today." The Gospel of the Lord. There's a subtle point in the middle of this Gospel that I think is critical to understanding the real power of the moment. They bring this paralytic man to Jesus. And actually, if you understand the way the homes were built and shaped in the time of Jesus, it will be clear that it was very practical for them to go on the roof and let down the man who was paralyzed. In verse 10, it says, "So that you may know that the Son of Man has power to forgive sins." And then he says, "I say to you," speaking to the paralytic, "take up your mat and go home." The word, the Greek word that's used there is exousia. See, exousia is a very kind of critical word, and it appears a number of times in the life of Jesus. And there are various words for power or authority. One is potestas. Potestas means institutional power, the power to loose, to bind, to tell people, to order people, you know, institutional authority. That's potestas. Exousia is different. Exousia means the power to transform somebody. It's not structural power now. It's the power of Mother Teresa to inspire people, to transform the inner person. The people that inspire you in your life are exercising exousia. It's a spiritual thing. It's a transforming, changing thing in a person's life. And that's what Mark wants us to understand here, that Jesus just doesn't heal the body. He transforms a person in forgiving the man's sins and then curing his paralysis. He transformed the whole person. And that's the whole meaning of the whole mission of Jesus. He calls people to transformation. Now, this will come up in next Sunday's Gospel, which is the calling of the first disciples of Jesus in the Gospel of John. He calls them to be transformed, to be changed, to begin to understand life in a new way, to understand themselves in a new way. That's what discipleship in Jesus Christ really means. It doesn't mean just changing your habits. It means changing your life. It changes the way you see yourself and the way you see life as it unfolds around you. How would we take a second look at the COVID crisis we have in a transformed manner to say somehow deep inside this crisis there is a summons to faith, to charity, to caring, to social responsibility, to care for others. There's something here that can only be seen and experienced by the one who is transformed in discipleship in Jesus Christ. That's the real teaching of this gospel. And it's very easy to miss it because it's that verse 10 where Jesus says, so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority, has power, not just to heal the body, but to transform the spirit, to forgive sins, to renew the person, to heal the person. I want to keep that in mind. In the sacrament of reconciliation, it isn't just the forgiveness of sins, which is the grace of the sacrament, it's transforming of the person. It's the healing, it's the confidence, it's the sense of hope and the sense of inner strength that a person gets in the sacrament. It's not just the forgiveness of sins, it's the transformation of a person. That's what appears in this gospel. Now, what it says to us is, in the power of the Holy Spirit and in the name of Jesus Christ, each of us, each and every one of us, has the power to exercise some kind of transformation through compassion, through understanding, through hospitality. We can actually influence the transformation of a person in the power of the Holy Spirit. Keep that in mind. When you journey through this day, look for moments where you can actually give somebody hope. You can lift up somebody's spirit. It's an extraordinary power that we have in the name of Jesus Christ. To forgive somebody, to reach out and touch somebody and say, wow, it changed my day. You transformed my day because you blessed me and you prayed over me. It's an extraordinary power, especially evident in those who are in discipleship with Jesus Christ. Amen.